Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the Molly McDarthy Show.
Yeah, that's not right. Try it again.
You're listening to the Dolly McCarthy Show.
That's better. Let's roll.
Yeah, it's the Dolly McCarthy Show.
Well, how's this for a segue? We go from talking to Robert Merton, the Cookie King, to my friend and yours, Jocelyn Shook with First Comes Fitness, who's here to tell us not to be so naughty. Don't be eating every Christmas cookie on that plate. Forget what Robert says. It's cookie season, but it's also time to really take care of yourselves and enjoy the season and feel good. And I agree with her. So one cookie a day for me, that's it. One cookie a day. Oh, my God. Jocelyn, you're probably laughing at me. You're nuts. You can't do that. Help me out, Jocelyn,
love it.
With First Comes Fitness. Thanks for calling into the show today. We really need you at this time of year more than ever.
Thank you so much for having me. It's always so fun to come on. So thanks a lot. I appreciate it. So, yeah, so one cookie a day.
Are you kidding?
Huh?
We love this thing.
So, yeah, I think this time of year, you're right. It's really important to have some kind of, you know, check, basically, to figure out, you know, you have to make sure that you are on track with your health and fitness at this time of year. Everyone kind of lets it slide, which it really shouldn't happen at this point. But people do. They figure it's the holidays. I can eat what I want. I'll work it off next year. But that doesn't always happen.
It doesn't always happen successfully, and you get really frustrated because you let yourself go over the holidays, and it's even harder than in January. We talked about this last month, how it feels good. I can't remember if you were on the show at that time, but I was saying how I started my First Comes Fitness journey with you, Jocelyn, a few months ago, and thank God I did, really, because I don't think I think I would have put it off until after the first of the year, and then I would have even more weight gain to struggle with and lose. So it's really hard. Yeah. So how
Yeah, it's so true. You've been doing a really great job.
Oh, I'm trying here. How can we avoid all these cookies? Oh, my goodness. And they're so easy. You look at them, it's just a little cookie.
Yeah, I know. It seems like that. Exactly. But I think I have about 8 tips I'd love to share. First, I want to tell you some interesting statistics. I always thought this was so interesting, and I learned this a long time ago when I was in my physician assistant school learning about nutrition and all that stuff. We learned that most people actually gain between 5 and 10 pounds in the winter months, and that may not sound like a lot of weight to gain because you think, oh, I have all summer to burn it off, but about 60% of people don't lose that 5 or 10 pounds. So every year they keep gaining and gaining and gaining. So that's why we end up with Americans being known as the obese population, because we're not burning off those 10 pounds that we're gaining in the winter months. So I have some tips today that will be really helpful to kind of fight that holiday bulge and hopefully keep you more on track, but still enjoy the beautiful things of the beautiful tastes and
of the season. Yeah,
you know, the enjoyment of the holidays. Yes. Exactly.
She's not saying to not have a cookie, but just don't have one a day or 10 a day.
Right.
Don't have one from every batch. There's a tip. I'll give a tip out first. Now you give the real good tips, the 8 tips.
Oh, yeah. No, you're 100% right. A lot of people think, well, you know what? You don't even have any sweets. Of course I have sweets, but I really pick what kind of sweet I'm going to have, and I only enjoy a couple bites. So you're going to love this, Dolly. This, the dessert that most people try to eat, they tend to kind of have, they'll have like a whole piece. But what we've learned through science is that actually our brain shoots off these like pleasure signals. And, you know, every bite that you have of a food, you have less and less pleasure signals being like sent out. This sounds really interesting, but, you know, so like if you think about you eating like a steak, right, the first few bites, you're like, oh, my goodness, this is delicious. And then as the bites go on, you're like, yeah, this is good but not fantastic. That's what happens with us when we eat desserts as well. Like the first few bites are like outstanding, and then our pleasure signal kind of calm down a bit. And so really the best thing to do would be have truly one or two bites of dessert and not have the whole plate. And the best thing is if you do that, you can actually have a couple bites of a couple different things, as long as you're not eating the whole portion of it, you know? So if you want to taste, you know, grandma and, you know, pit salad, you can have one of those and take a little bite of it and be like, oh, that's tasty. And also try her macaroons. So you can kind of do those kind of things and still enjoy the taste but not have as much at that time. So savor
your food.
Yeah,
I agree. Although I have to say, Jocelyn, a lot of people don't know this, but Jocelyn and I are cousins, and it's really hard to do that when we're making grandma's $5 bar cookies. It's really hard. You know that. You know that. This is true. The 75
so
plus
cute.
Cousins we have, I think I can take a survey and be 100% sure. So, okay, if you have to have the whole cookie, just have one. And get out of the room fast. Look, seriously,
that's,
we're telling
that's
you this
my
for your
second?
Own. Okay, that's tip
you,
number one.
You're so good. You are so good. The next tip was actually what you just said, is get out of the food area. So, like, it's so interesting. People that eat, it totally is true. So, like, think about it when you're at, like, a party and you're by the appetizer table and you're seeing, like, oh, there's a handful of nuts. I'm going to take a handful of nuts. Now I'm going to try three crackers and I'm going to take a handful of M&Ms. And if you honestly take, like, maybe a handful of grapes, if you add all those things together, you're probably eating about 1,200 calories just from the appetizer table. So that's a lot, you know? So
that's
when
your
you
whole day
a room
for me,
you're,
anyway. That's it, my whole calorie intake.
Really?
Yeah,
it's
that's
a lot.
Amazing.
It really
That's really when you
it
think
is.
About it. Yeah. Okay. So,
So the goal
the
is when you walk in the room. Exactly. Like, you know, some people even say, like, chew gum so that you can kind of, like, you know, have that oral fixation satisfied, but, like, you know, but not stick any food in your mouth. You can try that if that's really even still tempting for you, even if you're far away from the table. But the goal is to kind of get away from the food. So wait and save your calories for when you're actually having a dinner. So sit down dinner for that.
Right. And
it's
some
kind
people
of interesting.
Think that drinking calories is not the same. It's less. And it's not true. You can't drink those sugar cane cocktails. What are those? The sugar cane.
Oh yeah.
Candy
yeah.
cane that martinis. Was, those have
yes.
so much sugar
oh,
in them.
So
not to mention all the sugar around the rim.
Good.
And
yes.
Yeah, they are very good. So you have okay, what? Allow yourself one this holiday season. But not two, three,
well,
or four at a party, especially not
well,
at one party, please.
Well, maybe, right. So, like, but even like a glass of red wine, like 4 ounces of red wine, guess how many calories you think a red glass of red wine has? And this is only for 4 ounces.
I have no idea. And
four.
I always treat myself to a glass of red wine a weekend. So, what? How many calories? I have no idea.
And it's not even that big of a deal as long as you're, you know, eating it and drinking it in moderation. But 1 4-ounce, so you typically are probably having 6 to 8 ounces, but a 4 ounce glass of red wine is 85 calories. So if you break it down, 9 calories equals 1 gram of fat. So if you kind of figure out that calculation, that's kind of a lot for a glass of wine. But if you're having 5 or 6 glasses in one night, that's a lot. If you're having 1 or 2, that's okay to have, right? So the trick with the alcohol is, like you mentioned about the candy cane martinis, you can have 1 or 2, but you wouldn't have 3 or 6 or have more drinks than that. But the trick is to have something non-alcoholic, sugar-free in between. So you can kind of – keep
well,
your pace.
Right, or seltzer or whatever they call it. Even a glass of
sure.
water. Throw a lemon or a lime in there so
yeah.
you feel festive. You know what they say about martinis?
Exactly. What?
You know what they say about martinis? 1 martini,
I don't know.
2 martini, 3 martini, 4. Don't have 3. You know what I was saying?
I think that's
martini,
my issue as
martini,
well.
3 martinis, hit the club. Hit the club. You're on the
treadmill. I think it says
okay,
hit the floor, actually.
Hit the floor. Yeah, right. How about
start doing push-ups.
Okay, so now we're on to the tip number 3. I'll keep you on track. I love this, though. I love these tips.
Oh,
they're
my
so
gosh.
Easy. They really are.
So the first one was the dessert. The second one was the staying away from the table. The third one was the alcohol. So what I love to do is make sure that I have all my water intake before I go. So a lot of people, when they have holiday parties, they're so busy that day. They're like packing in so much stuff so they can make it to the party by 5. Or if they're hosting the party, they're running around like mad all day long. And then finally they get to enjoy when, you know, everyone's kind of settled down a little bit. So what you want to do is make sure that you get half your body weight in water every single day. So if you weigh 180, you want to drink 90 ounces of water in a day. And you want to try to consume about 70-80% before you go to your evening parties. So that way you're not like when you're thirsty, your body has signaled yourself as actually being hungry. So if you can get all your water intake or almost all of it done before you go to the party, you won't feel like you're hungry. So the water intake is super important as part of keeping yourself on track.
Yeah. I like
people
that.
People don't
good.
Realize
That's
it, but all
thing.
These things kind of, yeah, people don't realize how important
they
this kind
up.
Of stuff is. But all these little tricks will add up to being successful this holiday season. So it's always a nice thing as well. So kind of another tip, my fifth tip would be, you know, as I was mentioning how you're running around all day long or preparing or cramming things in or doing errands all day long, you're kind of running out of time. People forget to not only drink water, but they oftentimes forget to eat. And that's another problem. They'll be like, oh, I'm going to have Thanksgiving meal. I'm going to save all my calories for dinner. That is really, really, really tough to do. When you save all your calories for dinner, your body basically is freaking out. So you won't be able to metabolize that food as quickly as you would have if you ate 4 to 6 small meals a day.
Wow. Wow.
So eating, yeah.
That
so
goes against everything we've been taught. Yeah, that goes against, you know, just even, you know, someone's instinct. Do you think, yeah, I'm not going to eat all day. I'll save all my calories for night. But you're right. Your body metabolizes it differently, and you quickly, there's more stored as fat. Am I right?
Exactly.
Because
when you have,
it can't
exactly,
process
you're not burning it off.
All those calories right away.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yep, so small, frequent meals increase your metabolism, so you burn more calories actually during the day as opposed to waiting. You're like in starvation mode. So when you skip a meal or two, you actually start entering that starvation mode. When you miss a whole day of food, your body is starving, and so it actually will hold on to every ounce of food and calories that you're ingesting, and that's what's going to make your metabolism slow down. So people that, like, skip breakfast a lot of times, you always hear eat breakfast. It's so important, but it jumpstarts your metabolism. You're supposed to actually eat breakfast within 1 hour of waking up, and it's really important to stick to that time frame to be able to keep yourself on track.
Nice.
All
so,
right,
my
number
dear.
Six, are we on six? I think we're in five,
love
maybe
tricks.
Six.
Oh, five. Okay. Five. Sorry, not rushing you. We love this.
No, you're good. So a lot of people also, like I was saying, rushing around, forget to eat, forget to drink, but they also don't save some time for working out. You need to work out or do something physical prior to a big meal. So whether it be Thanksgiving, Christmas Eve, Christmas, Hanukkah, whatever it is that you're celebrating, even a holiday party, you need to get in an intense exercise program because that is actually going to increase our hormone insulin to start becoming more effective. And that's part of the way that you're breaking down and burning your calories. So that is really important. It's a workout before a bigger meal. So when you think you're going to have a bigger meal, that's when you want to start working out. Does that make sense?
Okay. Yeah.
So I'm not sure if you do this
now we're at
Dolly, but yes, I have two more left after this one. You know, I'm not sure if you do this at all, but when you go to a family party or a you know, a friend's party, do you oftentimes bring a dish to share, or do you kind of just, you know, I think you might be a cookie person. Do you bring lots of desserts, or what do you bring? What do you typically bring to parties?
Oh, I always bring an appetizer or a cookie. Lately, cookies because it's a little easier for me. Well, the last couple of years, easier for me because not as much time in the kitchen, and I've already, the girls have already made a batch or two, and I can just throw them in a tin. But yeah, I definitely always bring.
That's
them.
What
I don't like to go.
That's what girls like to do, don't
they? Italian. Yeah.
Yes, exactly. So that's exactly right. So that's actually a really great perk because what I've done in the past as well, which has been helpful, is offering to bring a dish, whether it be appetizer like you had suggested, or a meal. But that way you can guarantee that you're bringing something healthy. So you can actually offer to bring, you know, vegetables with yogurt dip. My husband loves to make yogurt dip. He puts garlic, parsley, and pepper in it, and it tastes like sour cream. It's so good. So he does that for dip a lot of times.
Garlic,
it's really good.
Garlic,
and
parsley,
pepper.
And pepper in yogurt, plain yogurt.
It's plain yogurt, like Greek yogurt is what we use. Yeah, it's fabulous. I remember the first time he made it, I was like,
we'll have to try that.
Sour cream. He's like, this is not sour cream, it's yogurt. I'm like, you're a genius. So, yeah, you can bring an appetizer or you can bring, you know, the main part of the main course and bring something that's healthy. So, something that has, like, you know, more full foods, not something that's, like, out of a package. And that would be something you can, you know, obviously not feel guilty about eating when you're at the party. So bringing in dish is wonderful. And then
good tip. Good tip. I like it.
Yeah. And then, you know, one of my last ones to mention would be when you actually are at the dinner party or at a function, and this goes for any time of year, you know, go to weddings or whatever, you know, slow down and taste your food. People think it's like a marathon trying to eat. I see people across the table from me like shoving a food on their throat. They're not even talking. You know, put your fork down. Talk to your neighbor. You know, slow down and ingest your food and enjoy
the guys,
it.
The guys are guilty of that. Oh, my God.
I see that a lot.
Guys, men
yep.
and the appetizers. They love their appetizers.
Yeah, yeah, I agree.
Slow
I agree.
Down and just,
it's,
yeah, maybe talk, here's talk a, more. Have conversations more.
Exactly. Here's something kind of interesting. It takes our brains 20 minutes to signal if we're full or not. So imagine you just ate your chicken, your green beans, and you're about to eat your mashed potatoes. You probably are full after you ate your green beans and your chicken, but you're still kind of throwing it in your mouth quickly. So it hasn't even been 10 minutes since you even started your meal, and it will take our body 20 minutes to flip on our sensor to say, hey, Dolly, your belly's full, time to stop eating. So it's really important that you eat slower so that you can consume less calories.
I know, but who eats to satisfy their hunger around the holidays anyway? Let's face it, we all want to eat because it tastes good. So that's, I always have a big problem with that tip. I have a big problem with that tip. I struggle with that one because, but I should just say I'm full and walk away. But I'm like, oh my God, I got to taste that. Oh my God, that looks amazing. I just got to taste. The senses kick in
right.
more than the fullness. So that's my biggest struggle. With the holidays,
but
for
what
sure.
can, but what do you think, but what I would say would be something like, okay, so you're full, right? I agree. Maybe have a spoonful and taste it. You can also say, you know, Aunt Jenny, I love your sweet potato casserole. I would love to take a little serving home with me. Do you mind? Oh, sure, sweetheart. You know,
that's a good idea.
They'd be happy to wrap
oh,
you up fun to go.
Idea.
And you know what? You have some for the next day. I think that would be a
you're
great
genius.
Thing to do when you.
yeah.
But
I love it.
Someone,
that's a great idea.
Yeah.
yeah.
Right.
Fantastic.
Take leftovers.
Okay,
you know what? Bring your
at?
Own Tupperware.
Sure. yeah, in my family we can do that. But sometimes you can't go to those cocktail parties and do that.
That would be
right.
funny.
In your little black purse. That little black dress has a little
yeah.
black purse and it's full of sweet potatoes.
Did you oh,
see
my God.
She just left with a bag of sweet potatoes. Hilarious. I'm kidding. Okay, so where are we in the tips? I'm loving these tips.
I just have, I think, one last kind of thing to say would be kind of, you know, getting your mental state on board. I think a lot of people feel guilty after they have this holiday meal, and it's like a, it becomes like a vicious cycle. I see it a lot in my challenge groups. You know, when the challengers go, and the challengers, again, are someone who's in my group who we've, I'm kind of coaching to stay on track with food and drinking a nutritious shake and working out. But when they kind of deviate from that, they feel different in the inside. They feel more sluggish. They're lacking their energy, but they also kind of feel it mentally. They feel like they've failed. And I always coach them, and I tell them all the time, you haven't failed. You have every tool in your pocket to restart again. So, you know, just like me, when we went to Italy this past early fall, I could not stay
right.
on track with my
yeah.
food. I brought my Shakeology. I worked out every day with my husband. But the food, I can't carry my food with me, so I did try to eat the fresh fruit and vegetables, but you're not always picking the menu, and I couldn't bring my own food, you know, so I felt guilty when I came home, and I definitely gained kind of quite a bit of weight, I think, for that short amount of time that it was, but I had every tool I needed
yeah.
to get back on track, so I didn't guilt myself, I didn't sit there for 2 days in a depressive state. I said, Jocelyn, you have all the tools that you need to get back on track, and that's exactly what I did. I told my challengers, shrug it off, and start again. That's all you have to do. And eventually this will become a lifestyle. This is not like a diet. This is a lifestyle change. And people don't realize that. They really think this is a diet. It's not a diet. You don't have to go buy those. People have these shakes that they drink and they're going to lose 20 pounds. How does that work? Like, your body doesn't work that way. I don't get that. That's not how it works. It's an all-encompassing nutrition and fitness plan. You can't just have one thing and think it's all going to make it go away. That's not how things work in your body. That's
Mm-hmm.
Ah, I'm off my soapbox.
No, I love it.
But don't guilt yourself.
No yeah. guilt. And if you must, there's always January 1st, if you must. If you must, not listen to us. But I guarantee
right.
if you listen to Jocelyn from First Comes Fitness, who we've been talking to the last 15, 20 minutes, she will not steer you wrong. Listen to her advice. You can find her on Facebook. And there's a website, firstcomesfitness.com. Check it all out. She's here to help. I think you also offer personal training, right? Or personal.
I do. I offer a bunch of stuff. Like, I offer free groups. I offer other things. Yeah, I love it. It's been so rewarding and wonderful. People have really enjoyed the groups as well, and they're very engaging. And because I have this medical background, it's been able to help me help people even more. So I've been loving it. It's been great.
Yeah, yeah. Well, we've been watching you on Facebook, and you're very inspiring, and you make it look easy, and it is easy just to jump right in at any moment. And I'm sure Jocelyn would be thrilled to hear from you. Every time I tell her I'm going to start, she's always like, ah! She throws a little party on the text or my when we're talking. And then she's just such a great motivator. You're so inspiring to watch you, mother of four, young. They're all under eight, folks. And she works full-time, and she's got it all going on. But she does. She is human, and she lets us know it. And but it's nice to see that you just say, okay, again, and we see the results. So I'm inspired, and you will be too. Check out Jocelyn Shook with First Comes Fitness. Jocelyn, thanks so much. Happy holidays, Merry Christmas, and all that.
Thanks,
good stuff.
Sally.
Thanks for stopping
Thank
by.
Thank you.
Okay.
Take care. Bye bye.
We'll see you next time. Take
care.
Bye bye.
Sounds
thanks
good.
For
thanks.
Being on the
bye.
Good for You segment. This is so fun.
Oh, you're
happy
you're
holidays,
awesome.
Everybody.
I love
all
it
right,
so much.
We'll be right back with
thanks.
Eric and Sadie Bramlett. The stars of Let It Be Christmas coming up just after this. Thanks. Bye-bye.
All right. Thanks.
Be right back.